Welcome back. A few days ago, as many of you know, I wrote a story about Groundhog Day, and I got a nice email from a man named George Peter Black Jr., who lives in Michigan. He was born and raised in Park Ridge. George, how are you?
Good, Rick. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No, I mean, it's my pleasure. You wrote to me saying, hey, you know, I read your story, and I've written a song about Groundhog Day. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. I mean, you were born and raised in Park Ridge, and then charmingly, I think, your parents met skiing in Boyne Mountain and Boyne Falls in the early 50s. Your mother was from Detroit, your father from Chicago. They bought property in Boyne Falls when you were eight, and that's where you've been. It's beautiful up there, George Peter Block Jr. I love it up there.
Yeah, I do too. I enjoy living up here.
Do you ever get back to Chicago, or is it, you know, you probably you've been gone for a long time?
Oh yeah, I come back to Chicago on a regular basis. My girlfriend still has a condo. Bridge, so yeah.
Nice. Let me ask you about when did your musical career start?
It's not much of a music career.
Wait a minute, I like this song. Hey, I like this song. But go ahead. You did a whole album about Michigan, have you not?
Oh yeah, a couple of them actually. Yeah. I'm to be perfectly honest with you, Rick, I'm really not a musician, and for all intents and purposes, I'm a bad poet who knows how to just happens to know how to strum three chords on the guitar.
Well, I love that. I love having non-musician musicians on the show. But tell me about this Michigan themed CD. I must tell you, the next time you're in Chicago, let me know, because I'd love to have you in here and sit down and talk about this, because it's what about these Michigan themed CDs? What was the seed of those, George?
I guess I'm just expressing my love for the state of Michigan. You mm-hmm. know, it's the water winter wonderland. You know, that's what the license plates used to say, and as a matter of fact, they've brought those retro plates back now. You know, you can get water winter wonderland license plates just like the ones I remember from when I was a real little kid.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do? How do you, if you're a self-confessed bad poet and bad musician, how do you make a living? What do you do for a living?
Well, that's a long story, but the 22nd executive briefing would be, I owned a manufacturing company with my sister in the Chicago area, a hospital equipment manufacturer.
Wow, okay.
She and I didn't get along.
That happens.
And so I essentially quit while I was behind and sold all my stock to her. So I've been retired for a few years.
Oh, that's nice. What a nice place to retire. I don't know the town of East Jordan, Michigan, but I certainly know Boyne Falls. I'm stunned, frankly, George Block Jr., that you've never been to Teddy Griffin's.
I know.
How is that possible? Yeah. I've been up there maybe four times in my life, and because I don't ski, so I just like go to the restaurant. I mean, I think it's one of the great restaurants in the Midwest.
The après ski is always better than the skiing anyway, Rick.
How good a skier are you?
I used to be pretty good because I grew up in a skiing family.
Yeah.
You know? But I've got some pretty bad hip issues, so I had to give up the downhill skiing quite a while ago. I still cross country ski, but I had to give up the downhill, unfortunately, several years ago.
Well, the next time I'm up there, I'm going to call you, and we'll meet at the bar at Teddy Griffin's. Tell me before we do the world premiere or the WGN premiere of your song Groundhog Day. What's the seed of this? Was it the movie? Was it the real Groundhog Day? What inspired you, George Peter Black?
Well, you know, One of the toughest things I always face is coming up with ideas for songs, you know. I rack my brains, you know, and I just thought, Groundhog Day. You know, I mean, I don't recall ever hearing a song about Groundhog Day.
You may be right. I don't remember one either.
Yeah.
How long when did you write this?
Oh gosh, it's probably like about 5 or 6 years ago now, I would say.
All right, I'm gonna forward this song to after we play it on the air to some of my friends in Woodstock and to Grant DePorter, who's putting on a special kind of Harry Carey Groundhog Day Harold Ramis thing at Harry Carey's at Navy Pier, because I think I've ever been, you know, I grew up in Old Town. I don't know groundhog from a bulldog. But I'm fascinated with the ritual and the rite and how difficult it is for Grant DePorter.
Yeah, it's kind of an eccentric little holiday. Yeah,
it's very eccentric. All right, George, here you go. The song is about 3 minutes and 20 seconds long. How would you like to introduce it to this vast WGN audience?
Wow. I guess it's just an ode to Groundhog Day and an ode to the halfway point in winter, I guess. But yeah, I guess Groundhog Day would be about the halfway point in winter.
Okay, thanks to the artistry of Krista Flores here, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, I guarantee you, for the first time on WGN and perhaps the first time on American radio, is George Peter Block Jr.'s Groundhog Day. Yeah, I love that song. I'm serious. It's a very catchy tune. I have my friend Michael Osaki here, who deals in baseball memorabilia and stuff, and I wonder, play critic for a second, Michael, what'd you think?
Rick, I thought it was better than I expected, but two things. One, I like the kangaroo part, but most importantly, you mentioned the date, February 2nd. I guarantee you, if you walk to on the streets of Chicago or East Jordan, Michigan, and you ask people, when is Groundhog Day? Most people will not guess February 2nd. So I think it's important to have that date in the song, which you did.
Yeah, and a lot of things rhyme with two, so it got used in a rhyme.
How
too,
often?
Yeah.
Let me just ask you before I let you go. How often do you play? Do you ever play music in some nice roadhouse up there?
No, you know, Rick, I've never fancied myself as a performer. I used to play open mics many, many years ago, but that's about as adventuresome as I ever got.
Yeah,
I basically I'm just a songwriter.
Wow. Well, that's good. You got. I'm gonna have to get. Where can I get your Michigan CDs? I mean, a CD baby. Is there any place I can get them? Because I want to hear.
Yeah, you know, I don't think physical CDs are available. I think you can only do downloads, and you can probably do those off of, you know, like Apple Music and, you know, CD Baby, yeah.
Well, I'm also kind of an internet kind of caveman, so I will try to make that happen. George Peter Block Jr., I look forward to meeting you one of these days, either at the bar at Teddy Griffin's or somewhere when you come to visit your girlfriend in Chicago. Thanks for sending me the song too. That was a thoughtful thing to do.
I'd love to meet you up in the North Country in the 231, as I call it, area code 231, Rick. If you're ever up there, I guess you have my phone number now.
I don't have a lot of friends up there. You'll be the first person, the first and only person I call.
Keep
in touch. Keep in touch. Keep me posted about your career, will you?
Okay, Rick. Yeah, I'll stay in touch with you, and thanks so much for having me.
No, wonderful. It was much fun. Take care.
Okay.